Talk ABS Podcast.
All you want, but what's my opinion? But I won't compromise who I am. I will become your program man. But you can hate me all you want.
Okay, everyone, this is the intro to my podcast I recorded yesterday. I discussed Donald Trump recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's. I discussed the Hollywood pedophilia. I discussed the sex trafficking that the Young and the Restless is dealing with, and every time they start talking about it, they interrupt it with a emergency broadcast system. They don't want these subjects discussed about. I discussed about how I've heard over the years that Halliburton would whisk away the kids that were kidnapped on the milk cartons, the pictures that InfoWars reported years ago. We got a white beginning to Christmas here. Guide is a very funny guide. He's a very humorous guide. They were talking about Ben and White Christmas, and he makes it snow in places, and particularly here. We never, ever hardly get snow in early December. We sometimes get it as late as Christmas or after Christmas or January and February, but we usually don't get it this early. But he's a funny guy. He smacks you when you need it. He's not that old stuck-up biddy they try to make him out to be. He's got a humor. And as you know, I invoked his protection in this recording because of the things I discussed, these very things they don't like. As I said, I'm not going to kill myself. I'm not going to do any of that. There you have it. This is just the intro. Merry Christmas. I'm going to say it again. I even started out the podcast with a Christmas song because they're trying to ban Christmas. They want to call it holiday music and all that. And not me. It's Christmas music. This is the Christmas season. Christmas season. And we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Now, that doesn't mean it was his birthday. It's the point of the time of year that we celebrate it. And yeah, I know it has pagan roots, and I was looking at my YouTube channel. The real truth behind Christmas and this and that, and yah, 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 yah. The real truth behind Christmas is it's whatever you want it to be. And if for those people that believe in Jesus and they want to worship him at his birthday, that's what it's for. So enjoy the podcast. Thank you for listening to the APS show, and hopefully I'll have a lot more shows to come. And yes, we can't never stop letting them control what we talk about. As they're trying to ban InfoWars and on Congress floor, they discuss it. Try an open discussions, trying to ban InfoWars and ban info. And that's not America. That's not what America's about. And thank God that turd Al Franken's going on. And Roy Moore, it looks like his accusers are being proven fraudulent. That's the news today. That's in the news today. Of course, he's fixing to start launching those lawsuits. Now, as you know, I haven't took a definitive point of view on the Judge Roy Moore, because like I said, I always supported him. But at the same time, if that stuff was true, I was holding out and saying that I wouldn't want to support that. But if these people are liars, they need to be brought to justice. I heard on yesterday's InfoWars, and I don't know if I was listening to the day before's or because I just listened to it on the TuneIn app, but they're actually starting to prosecute the people who threaten Donald J. Trump. Now, that is good. That's very good news. I hope they go after Medina. You know, she threatened to blow up the White House. You hear that? Secret Service or whoever's doing this investigation, you need to go after her. She actually threatened to blow up the White House. So we're going to go to the podcast. And like I said, I've done just told you what the core discussion is. The core discussion is Jerusalem belonging to Israel, child pedophilia in Hollywood, and the sex trafficking that the Young and the Restless is dealing with. Greetings, everyone, and welcome to a brand new podcast here on rockandroll100fm.com, The Duck Quack, and it is the APS show. And I'm going to start this out with a special, whatever you call that, where you declare yourself, I don't use drugs, I'm not going to die of no overdose, I'm not going to kill myself, and though I'm not a happy human being, I want to live to be an old man. You know, that old Charles Manson made it to 83. I want to live to 83 and more, but I want to at least make it into the 80s. I'm in my 40s now. I'm just 42. So I want to see a long time. I'm not going to kill myself. I'm not going to do any of this stuff. I'm not going to convert to Islam. I'm not going to do any of that. I'm a Christian. I'm a born, and I'm not going to do any kind of terrorism. I don't believe in terrorism. I'm not going to support any kind of terrorist causes. And I'm saying this because what I'm going to say is something they don't like. Indeed, I'm going to discuss many things that they don't like. I'm going to discuss the pedophilia, the Hollywood pedophilia that they're covering up. I'm going to discuss many facets that they don't like. But one of them I'm fixing to start out is something that Donald Trump done the other night. President Donald J. Trump, that I've said all along, that you're not going to remove him. You're still not going to remove him because God is behind him. And I think God's going to be more behind him now after the act that he did the other day. And I'm going to tell you why. Because Jerusalem is Israel's. All the Arabians have and the Muslims have 99% of the Middle East. But Jerusalem belongs to Israel. Notice how they're all having the fit about Donald J. Trump declaring Jerusalem Israel's. Jerusalem is Israel's. It was God's. It's going to be where God's throne is set up. Jesus Christ's throne when the new heaven and the new earth returns. That'll be his kingdom. It's his. And he promised it to the seed of Abraham. And sure, Ishmael, or whatever his name was a descendant of Abraham, but he wasn't the promised son, Isaac. And when Hagar was leaving, and she was taking her son through the desert, he about died. He was out of water. And I'm paraphrasing all this, so if I get it wrong, you go read the story in the Bible. But he was out in the desert, and she was crying to the Lord, and he come down as the angel of the Lord. That was Jesus. Before he was Jesus as the man. Before he was born as the man. That was Jesus. The angel of the Lord come down and said that he wasn't going to die. Indeed, he was going to bless him. He wasn't going to give him Isaac's blessing, but he was going to give him his own blessing. He told him he was going to give him all that behind the desert there. But they would be wild, and they would always contend with everybody around them. And that has been true. That's been a true statement. Those people have always fought with other human beings. But they are not promised. And there's no such thing. Jerusalem's not a city for multi people. It was a city for the people of Abraham. Now, Jesus told in his lifetime that they would lose Israel, Jerusalem, and they haven't had it back since. There's been a lot of decades and centuries that's went by. Jerusalem has not been Israel's. And even after 1948, when they became declared a nation, which is the generation that wasn't supposed to pass away until they seen the end times, I think we are seeing the end times. Indeed, it may be sparked here in the next few days. I saw this on Steve Quayle's website last night. He had it posted a link about that old Erdogan or whatever his name in Turkey, the little man of Turkey. And yes, he may be a big man. He may be a powerful man. But when we're talking about Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings and God in the flesh that came here on the earth to die for everybody, he's a little man. This is like Pilate. He's just like Pilate when Jesus said, the only authority you have is the authority given to you above. That is the truth about little man Erdogan. Little man Erdogan's threatening all kinds of hell because he is mad. That's why I am, just like Alex Jones did last week, I'm invoking Jesus Christ on these people to put protection around me for saying these words, because I'm saying harsh, harsh words that the Muslim world that the Muslim world don't want to hear. But as I said, I'm always going to defend Christianity. I'm always going to defend Christ. I may not be the perfect Christian. I'm far from perfect. Indeed, I feel like I'm not even worthy of mentioning anything of Christendom, because I am kind of a rock and roller. I listen to foul music. I watch foul TV at times. I've just about got it through with that. I mean, it's getting where I don't watch much. I ain't been watching Walking Dead lately. Now, I ain't been deliberately doing it, but I hadn't been watching it as much as I used to. Every once in a while, watch an old movie or something like that. But the only thing I tune in to regularly is a pastor out of Florida called Bible Believers Baptist Church. And on some levels, he sometimes aggravates me when he starts his stuff about the government and stuff, but I know where he's saying. I mean, it really don't belong in the church. But he's out here telling the Romans 13 stuff, and I have a feeling, but he did work for the sheriff's department. He was a police officer, so I'm sure that has a lot to do with it. I still listen to him anyway, because he's a good pastor. He's a good pastor when it comes to the Bible. And I don't like that, because sure, I understand what he's saying. We're not supposed to have, and I'm probably a rebel. I'm probably a rebel at birth, but we should probably respect God's authority. But sometimes God didn't declare this stuff. I don't really believe that. I believe he allowed it, but I don't believe that Adolf Hitler was doing God's will. I think he may have been allowed to come onto the scene for whatever reason, but I don't think that he was ordained of God of any kind of authority. He took that authority himself. He decided. He didn't like the way Germany was running, so he was going to rise up through the ranks and become his own man. And I believe that of all these bad kingdoms. I don't believe God intended them to do exactly what they was doing from the beginning. Some of them might have places like Saddam Hussein held all the animals in control. And that's another thing I'm going to discuss. I heard on the Russia Today. And yes, I'm a Russian agent for reporting from a Russian news source, declared ISIS dead. ISIS is defeated. That is a good blow. And you know something, Erdogan or whatever your name is in Turkey, you can rage and you can rant, but you're still a little man compared to God. And he declared years ago to Abraham that was Israel's. Whether you people like it and whether you Muslims like it or not. And even old King Abdullah, the king that I felt was worthy of me even saluting as a king, even he's raging about this. I seen it on Russia Today. They played the clips of everybody who's... It's a time of rage. It's a day of rage. Today's a day of rage for the Muslim. But it's a day of celebration for God's people. And I'm going to tell you why. And I know that I'm hearing some Christians are having a problem. If you're a Christian and you've got a problem with this, you need to check your Bible. You need to check what it says. And I'm sorry, I know I've heard the stories about those people in Israel right now that might not be the real Jews. They might not be. But Israel Jerusalem belongs to Israel as a nation, whether they like it or whether they don't. That's God's ordained, and God put here Donald J. Trump for that reason, because three presidents have defied it. Bill Clinton, George W., and Obama. It was passed 20 years ago. They refused to do it. Trump decided he was going to be the one to do it. And that's why I decided to discuss it. And I'm invoking the protection of Jesus Christ on me and my family or anybody else I know or anything. And I'm not going to kill myself and I'm not going to do any of that. And I do have health problems, but I would hope that people would even investigate that. Look for any suspicions, because they don't like us saying these stuff. And CBS, I'm going to discuss CBS. And lately I've noticed the broadcasting, I mean, it interrupts all the time. But The Young and the Restless is dealing with the illegal sex rings, where they kidnap young girls from everywhere and sell them as prostitutes. And I have a feeling this show is going to get some backlash for that, because that's just like the child pedophilia rings, because it's ran by the same evil people like Hillary Rodham Clinton, and just decides who will make money off anything. She don't have a line that she'll draw. If you want cocaine, she'll supply you cocaine. If you want sex, she'll supply you sex. If you want children, she'll supply you children. This woman and her husband and their mafia that they ran out of for years will supply any that if you got a vice, they'll supply it. They're sort of like the Life in the Fast Lane song. They will supply it if you want it. Whatever you want, name it. If you want a snuff film, they'll get it for you. That's what the Clintons are. They're evil. The Clinton Foundation and all that, they're all evil. They're evil right into the core. And that's stuff that's been reported throughout the years. So if it's lies, it's been reported somewhere else. It's fake news from somewhere else. But, and I'm not trying to spread lies or anything. That's what these people do. And CBS and it's a bad entity, but at the same time, these people over the Young and the Restless right now are doing a good job with the storyline about the sex trafficking, because that really does go on. Now, at the same time, there was a soap opera that was on, was it Hulu or Netflix? I don't remember which one it was, but it was those ABC soap operas. They went on and they was dealing with the subject, and they got shut down immediately. Alex Jones was also talking about the white slavery subject, and he was getting threats and stuff, and his wife was getting called up and harassed. So that's why I'm invoking the protection of Jesus Christ, because they do not like this. And just remember, people, you touch a hair on my head, you're going to answer to him personally. I'm putting my faith in his hands, and because we got to discuss this stuff. This is rotten to the core. This is evil. This is in league with Satan. The child pedophilia, they're claiming that those tapes have come out of Corey Feldman naming the names of the pedophiles who raped the little boys in Hollywood back when he was a young kid. And the pedophiles in Hollywood, that's what they're so worried about, Harvey Weinstein, and that's why they're inventing all these women coming out of the closets about sexual harassment. Yeah, you know something, women? Woman up. Somebody does you like that, you tell them that you ever talk to me like that again, and you're going to be missing your ball sack or something. I mean, you can kick them in the balls. If anything else, you can stomp their foot. If they chain you down, you might not be able to do nothing, but you fight them if you can. And then if you don't, if you still can't fight them off, you tell about it immediately. You don't wait 20, 30, 40 years. I mean, me, I'd be trying to hurt them immediately. That's just me. This stuff has all been brought out to keep that Hollywood pedophilia stuff in the closet where they want it to be, because it started breaking. So that is pretty much what I had to say for now about that. But CBS and the Young and the Restless are dealing with the sex trafficking, where they had this little Russian girl and this other sister that was working for a woman that was working for Nicky Newman, and she's took up with their grandson right now. Her sister, was one of the sold traffic, the girls that was sold, and this poor Russian girl that they killed. But that really does go on. They really do kidnap girls. And Dick Cheney had the Cheney had an airplane where some reporter, and I'm doing this off memory, seen the Halliburton aircraft leaving with some of the children with the faces on the cartons. And I believe that was InfoWars that reported that years ago, and I'm doing it off memory, so I may not have the details straight, but this child sex rings and kidnap women sex rings, and ISIS was doing that kind of stuff too, and it's also going on in Libya. They're selling black people as slaves again, and it's mostly Arabs that are doing this. The Arabs have always been behind slavery, and they're even hiding behind the curse of Noah, saying that they got the right to do this to these poor Africans, these poor black people, selling them like they're nothing. Just like they did in the 1800s and all that when we had slaves. Most of them are sold by these evil meisters, and if they weren't sold by that meisters, they're sold by that old man that if you didn't get sold as a slave, you was eaten. And I've always said that the black people that was here should thank their lucky stars that they was actually here, because if they hadn't been, they'd have been on that man's stack of skulls. So as bad as slavery as was, at least they did bring you here to America. And you was meant to be here. That's why you shouldn't be taking knees and everything else, because you was meant to be here. You might have got here in a bad way. We got here trying to escape because we were prisoners and vagabonds. And so the white people didn't necessarily get to America and Australia by being rich, white, privileged people. They was vagabonds. They was Britain's rejects that they sent here to get away. Australia was a prison for rejects. United States was sort of the same way. So the United States and Australia sort of have the same history. But the New World Order, your turds are coming down. Donald Trump isn't supporting nearly any of your stuff. Indeed, CNN is reporting and showing graphs doing it, showing that he is following what his electorals put him there for, the people that voted for him. So that's good news there. Thank you, CNN fake news. Thank you for showing. But the thing about it is, you're fake news. The thing about it is, you're reporting it as a bad thing, but it's a good thing. It's a good thing that Donald Trump is listening to his voters. He's trying to please the people that put him in office. When do politicians ever do that? They always get up here, lie to the people, and then they do their own damn will. But not Donald J. Trump. He's trying to do the will of the people. But I am glad that he declared Israel and Jerusalem is Israel's. Because God told Abraham that he'd have that blessing. And whether the Muslim world likes it or not, whether Russia likes it or not, whether Iran likes it, North Korea likes it, whether the EU, they're running their jaws about it. I don't care who's all running their jaw about it. I think it's a good thing. It's not done by them Judaizers. Them Judaizers that go around and worship everything Jew. I just think in what's right is right. Like Donald Trump says, it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do. And it's a long time coming. So thank you for listening. And this is the APS show, APFNS on Twitter, APSR Music on Instagram. And I'll see you on another edition of the APS show. You say you've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on string. Never compromise. Thank you for listening to the APS show on rockandroll100fm.com. The Duck. What? 2017 All Rights Reserved.